Listen and Live Audio presents Backstabber by Tim Cockey, read by Patrick Lawler. Chapter 1. Cisco Fontaine had a problem. He also had that ridiculous name, but that wasn't the problem at hand. The problem at hand was that the husband of the woman Cisco was sleeping with was lying on a kitchen floor with a knife in his back. The knife wasn't moving, and neither was the husband. Blood had puddled out on either side of the body, and there was a vivid finger paint swirl of red on the white tiles under the man's outstretched right hand. Less than a foot away was a gun, a pistol, ugly little bluish thing. It was 5 in the morning. Not 10 hours previous, I had been happily ensconced in my ugly armchair reading the exploits of the thoroughly insane Theodore Roosevelt. A quiet evening at home, dog underfoot, soft strings on the stereo, an imaginary fire in my imaginary fireplace. The first of my two mistakes had been the decision, around 10 o'clock, to go for a stroll. The stroll took me by the Cat's Eye, where Pretty Maria happened to be singing. One thing led swiftly to another, and I'd found myself sitting in the windowsill behind Pretty Maria, slurping down pints of Guinness and humming along with her sweet voice. Along came 1 o'clock in the morning, and during a heaving chorus of Black Velvet Band, an errant tambourine slapped against my face. Not too bad a cut. Nothing that a tissue and a wee more Guinness couldn't staunch. By 2:30, I was negotiating a...